I'm Ross Reynolds. It's back to school time for students and for parents, too. While kids crack open their notebooks, many parents will be penciling in the next PTA meeting and buying brownie mix for that bake sale. It's a model for parental engagement that dates back to the early parts of the 20th century. But there's a growing body of education thinkers who are saying we need to find new ways to engage parents, ways that are responsive to the more diverse parent communities of the 21st century. Dr. Ann Ishimaru is one of them. She's an assistant professor with the University of Washington College of Education, and she recently joined Education Secretary Arne Duncan and a host of other thinkers at the first ever White House Symposium on Transformative Family Engagement.
And one of the big ideas there was, okay, we need to begin to change the talk. We need to change the discourse around family engagement and move away from let's fix the parent, which is where we have been quite squarely, and try to say, what does it mean to then reorient towards families as resources, as partners, as collaborators in improving our schools and improving how students are learning?
Makes sense to me. I mean, have you been doing it long enough to figure out whether the outcomes are better when you try these methods of getting parents involved?
Well, there's a study that came out a couple of years ago that was a kind of a landmark study. Tony Bryke and his colleagues at the Chicago Consortium on School Research did an 11-year longitudinal study in Chicago. And they looked at schools that all of them were struggling at the beginning, and they looked at schools that had substantially improved in their academic achievement and compared them to schools that hadn't during this 11-year period. And they found that there were five key ingredients that set apart those two schools. And one of them were these strong family school ties. And what they figured out was when all of the adults, not just the teachers or the principal, but all of the adults, including the parents and family members and sometimes community members, when all of them are collaborating together in support of student learning, then that's when you see the improvement.
Let's talk more about the ways that we know do help to improve educational outcomes for children.
So two of the really key ones that I think that we don't recognize are things like what we call academic socialization. And that might be things like how we talk to kids at home. How do we interact with them in terms of thinking about what their aspirations may be for the future, helping them to plan and think about what might come next. Another one that's really interesting, I think, that we've done very little research on is what's called racial socialization. We know from the research that kids, especially young people of color, who have a strong sense of positive cultural racial identity, they tend to do better in school. It's related to academic success.
So encouraging that pride in racial identity might have the additional beneficial effect of having them do better in school?
That's right.
Dr. Ann Ishimaru is an assistant professor at the University of Washington College of Education, and we're talking about some surprising findings about things that parents should be doing with their kids to help in their school performance, some things that they're finding out are wrong and others that are maybe right. Now, one of the things that you did was study schools in South King County here, and these are areas with low incomes, with high immigration rates, and sometimes both. What's your research found about how to get these parents involved in a way that's helpful?
Well, I think one of the things that I'll just kind of go back to what you were saying earlier about what's problematic about, you know, just that litany of activities. What happens a lot of times in a lot of these schools is they'll say, okay, well, we had the meeting and nobody came, so they must not care. And so we get into this blame cycle. And instead, what we find out when you talk to the parents and really listen to them, they don't feel like they have meaningful opportunities to really engage or be involved in influencing what's going on in the school. They often have the experience of it's a kind of an alienating experience that they have. It's often unintentional, but especially if they don't speak English. You can imagine, say, a PTA meeting where someone's using Robert's Rules of Order. And so one of the things that we found in some of the schools and districts we worked in South King County are really trying to help parents build relationships with each other, do it in very culturally responsive ways. So it may be in their native language first. There are examples of schools where if Spanish, for example, is the dominant language and most of the teachers and principals are English speakers, they'll actually run the event in Spanish. And the principals and teachers are the ones who will get the translation in English.
Is this something that parents need to kind of organize, or can schools support this type of parent involvement.
So parents can certainly do this on their own to connect with each other, and many do already in often higher resourced schools. It's part of the default culture, of parent culture in those schools. But especially in schools that are serving diverse parent communities, some of whom are not familiar with the American school system, schools could do a much better job. We could do much better in really trying to think about, okay, so nobody came to the event. Maybe we actually need to think about how we change that, how we do things differently. So, you know, principals who mean very well and they say, well, my door's open. You know, come on, see me anytime. And you know, it's weird. Nobody comes and sees me. Well, it's very intimidating, especially if you don't speak English or are new to the American system, to expect an individual parent to come in your door as the principal and come and talk to you. So some of the schools in Kent, for example, are doing all kinds of, and Renton now too, are beginning to do things where they're actually like partnering with community-based organizations. They are creating events that are happening outside of the school, and the principal and the educators might come to those, and it becomes something that's on the community, in a community space.
So instead of going to the principal's office, and we all know that can be very intimidating,
yes,
the principal actually gets out from behind the desk,
yes,
goes outside the school to a community center, maybe where some of the parents feel more comfortable.
Exactly, yeah. Federal Way, they do programs in, there are different housing authority communities, so they might do it in one of the apartments there where they have a common center.
Well, I want to leave any parents who are listening with something they might be able to take and use right away. What lessons could they apply right away with school starting when it comes to positive involvement with their kids' education and their schools?
I think the first thing is to really recognize and become aware of their own role already in their child's learning in everyday contexts. When they're cooking in the kitchen, when they're working on the car, there are all kinds of ways that we as parents are engaging our children in learning. And so to sort of broaden it and recognize that that's happening all the time in our homes, in the community, and in school. I think another thing, though, is to really build those relationships with other parents. I had a colleague, actually, who said, you know, he turned to me and about something about the school, and he said, you know, I keep calling these different numbers, and I keep going to the website, I can't figure it out. And I said, well, did you talk to, you know, these other parents that we know, they went through that process already? And he said, no, I didn't. That didn't even occur to me. And so recognizing that parents can be great resources for one another. And then what we've noticed is at some point, those parents will come together and say, wow, you know, whatever this process was, that was really hard to navigate. This was a person with a PhD, couldn't figure it out. So maybe we actually need to, we could get together and we could come up with some ways to suggest that we could, that system could be easier to access. And that could actually improve that system so that all of the kids could have access to it.
Dr. Ann Ishimaru is assistant professor at the University of Washington College of Education. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
She's been doing research on school-community relationships in South King County. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.